Chapter 20. These supervillains and I were much more evenly matched now, seeing as I'd leveled up and gotten new powers since our last encounter. Even in the last few minutes, I felt my strength had improved. I'd likely gained another level from the most recent skirmish. Metallica spoke as she charged, combined with a mixture of crazed laughter.
They were all in my way, but not anymore. Now I'll be his top pick at Ranger's right hand. Especially when he knows I was the one who took you down.
Her next words echoed through the ship, metal clinking as she spoke, like many doors and walls opening.
All supervillains, you answer to me now. You will report to the deck. You will fight for your master.
And at that point, Draconis was nearly on me. I could feel the heat from his burning head, but I was waiting for the last minute. With a war cry, I thrust my hand down and sent up the wave of blades. Only, Metallica laughed and waved her hand so that the blades turned back on me. Charm was there, appearing and thrusting me out of the way. Her shield shattered and she was thrown back. I landed and spun to check on her, seeing her standing with torn clothes and lines of blood on her skin, but not dead. Not even mortally wounded from what I could tell. My next move would have to show her my appreciation, but now Chains was there, thrusting out her hands so that spiked chains shot out from her as if coming from her bones and wrapped around me, squeezing. Had I been a lower level and weaker or without this armor, I would have been dead.
"Some help here!"
I shouted, feeling the squeeze, knowing my armor was about to break.
"We've got our own problems,"
Twitch replied, running and leaping through the air, using her ability to manipulate space around her to float up and send and leave a shield behind her as Draconis sent a blast of fire after her. My hope turned to Charm again, but she'd cloaked. I had no idea where she was. Fighting the chains, ignoring the woman's cackling laughter and shouts about how she was getting her revenge for what I'd done to her lover, an accident, I wanted to remind her, I racked my brain for options here. My Tempest wouldn't form as hard as I tried, and already the spikes in the chains were penetrating both my armor and whatever Twitch had given me, starting to prick my skin. Metallica's robots were running along the walls, leaping and trying to get to Twitch, while she looked at me with doubt. Had we come all this way for nothing? Charm appeared directly behind Metallica, grinning, and breathed that green poison charm onto her before ramming her claws into the woman's throat. Claws met metal that rose up in a flash, but the charm had its effect. Coughing and cursing, Metallica stumbled away from the woman. She pointed, and her robots changed course, converging on Charm. That left Twitch to deal with Draconis, but every time she tried to create a hole or something, Metallica was there to block it. When working with metal, this wasn't a good enemy to have. Since my powers now all had her taint, I wasn't doing much better. Shouting accompanied the thuds of running feet, and Metallica turned to me with a grin.
"Soon you'll be dead,"
she said.
"And my friends are here to deal with your little sluts."
"Watch your mouth!" "Ugh!"
I said, then grunted in pain.
"I don't like hitting women, but have no problem killing supervillain bitches."
She laughed, shook her head, and spasmed as she tried to fight her urge to vomit. Then her forces arrived. Only, at their head was Gale and the others from the Resistance, and they cheered, joining in the fight against our enemies. They weren't her forces at all, but ours. More were behind them, and I saw that they were all putting up a fight. They were being pursued, fighting the enemy behind them and the three we'd been up against. Even the big guy and Plasma were there, running through the crowd to us.
"The AI!"
Plasma shouted upon seeing Twitch, then turning to fire blasts of plasma at an enemy behind her.
"They overran us, and now she's out!"
Twitch cursed, moving to the front of the ship, where control panels and screens were laid out, and set up a couple of her screens with the fighting going on all around.
"What are you doing?"
Charm shouted.
"My best to keep her at bay,"
Twitch replied, glancing back as an image of a tall woman with straight black hair moved through the enemy, laughing, taunting. Parts of the ship rose up to attack, moved aside and let fighters on both sides fall, then moved back with sickening crunches. Twitch made an adjustment, and for a moment the AI flickered out, the chaos of her attack stopping, but then she was back.
"Try to keep them off of me,"
Twitch said to Charm, then glanced over at me.
"Hang in there, I'm doing my best."
I grunted, struggling, and turned to Gale. Seeing her reminded me of my early scan when debating how these powers worked.
and the message that had told me I didn't have enough powers to mix. Could that be something here? I pulled up my screen, analyzing myself, and saw the mix option. It gave me an order to the powers and had a minus button next to each. Of course. I hit the minus next to Metallica, disgusted at myself for ever sticking it in her ass, wishing desperately for a bath. At that moment, I had to focus on my priorities, but soon. I wanted to wash the taint of her from my body, but for the moment would be satisfied with simply removing her powers. The old skills returned, with the additional paths still open but without the metal aspect. I couldn't wait to see what that meant. How well did metal conduct electricity? I grinned at the thought, forming my tempest and staring chains in the eyes as it lashed out, sending a bolt of lightning straight up the chains she had me in. The lightning connected with her, my suit protecting me from its effects. For a moment, she shook, convulsing, eyes smoking. And then her head fucking exploded like a squirrel in the microwave. I hadn't exactly expected that, and neither had Metallica or Draconis. Both stared in horror, and that moment allowed Gale to hit the ladder with a gust of wind while Tidal appeared at her side, adding water to the mix. His fire extinguished, but instead of returning to normal as I'd expected, the effect of their powers was to leave his head a smoldering skull. This was my chance. He was staggering back, flames beginning to start back up, and then I formed my Tempest, forcing all of its might onto this upper-tier super. I knew he wasn't easily taken down, so I gave it my all, and it showed. The blast of lightning hit him, then wrapped around and hit him again, pushing him up into the air before wrapping around and hitting him yet again. He fought it, head finally bursting into flames again, but then it was too much and the lightning burst out from within, sending fragments of his burning skull to scatter across the room, similar to how it had happened with chains. I was starting to believe that maybe there was something special about me after all. I also made a note never to use this power in a room I wanted to keep clean of gore and brains. With him gone, that left Metallica. Since I was free, I spun on her and unleashed my storm of swords. Only I had forgotten it had changed back to hidden travel. Instead of sending a wave of blades her way from the metal floor, I moved through the metal, appearing in front of her. We made eye contact, her eyes widened, and I punched her in the nose. I really hated hitting a woman, but she was evil.
"Shields down, then?"
Charm said as she appeared, grinned, and joined in the piñata bash. Her strikes held nothing back, and I sent a lightning chain attack through the robots, rendering them inoperable. Gale joined in, pounding Metallica with kicks and punches while I turned to help the others fend off the attack from the rear. My shots of electricity took them down 5 and 6 at a time, while my super ladies did their damage. It was clear, however, that we were greatly outmatched. To make it worse, the AI figure was back, flecking along the walls, face then appearing over us in the roof, laughing as turrets came out of the walls.
"Fall back!"
Twitch shouted. And she appeared floating over us, pink screens all around her. Her fingers were blurs along her screens, and the AI's laughter became screams as she was pushed back, fading, and then reappeared below with the enemies. With a flip of her fingers, then quickly moving along the screens, Twitch sent up a pink wall between us and the enemy. The AI surged against the wall but slammed into it. She couldn't pass. Barrage after barrage of attacks came, but nothing got through. When I glanced down again, Metallica was a bloody mess. The two ladies stomped their attack long enough for me to walk up, shake my head, and prepare to finish it.
"One more time, for old time's sake,"
Metallica said, grinning up at me with her bloodied mouth. She was missing several teeth. Others were broken. One eye was half shut. Even if this hadn't been the case, the offer wouldn't have been the least bit tempting, even when she reached down and tried to lower her pants.
"It's your super weakness, you know that. The source of your powers, yes. But also, your weakness."
She reached a hand down her pants, smile spreading.
"So come on, big boy. One last time."
As much as I wanted to deliver the final blow, someone else deserved it more. I turned to Charm, nodded, and walked off. The shriek from Metallica was cut off a moment later, and then my friend and lover joined me at the doors to the next room, her claws dripping blood.
"You all were having a party and didn't invite me?"
Gale asked, stepping up to join us.
Twitch landed at her side, nodding.
Crashers are welcome when they save our lives like that.
You all could have handled it.
Maybe, I admitted. Maybe not. You're with us now, and that's what counts. I hesitated, turning back to Charm.
Or is she? Your call.
Charm grinned, blew me a kiss, and said,
Let's finish this.
The four of us moved as one, approaching the final doors. We were more than ready to take down the man we'd set out to find and steal powers from. Not much time was left, but we'd made it.